Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, did Giannis just close the gap in the MVP race thanks to an utterly dominant performance against Joel Embiid? We're going to discuss all of that shortly. And the Mavericks, they lose again. So will Luka, Kyrie, and Dallas find a way to sneak into the play-in tournament here, or are they done? We're going to discuss. Plus, it was the story of the weekend. Angel Reese and LSU, they are your national champions, and Angel joins us live. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome into NBA Today, presented by American Express. I am so looking forward to that conversation that we are going to have with the most outstanding player of the tournament, Angel Reese, Shanae Agumake, Ramona Shelburne, Kendrick Perkins, Malika Andrews. Let's start with the NBA, because don't look now, y'all. We got 7 days left in the regular season. And there there are so many questions, Park, considering that's the time we have that need to be answered, right? I mean, who's going to be in the playoffs? Who's going to be in the play-in? Who's going to fight their way through? Who's going to be on summer vacation early? So we're going to dive into all of that over the course of the next hour. But first, we need to talk about two players who are central in another question. Who's going to be the MVP, Big Perk? Giannis Antetokounmpo and Joel Embiid, they faced off this weekend in Milwaukee, and Giannis was on full go from opening tip.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, he was bouncing back. And you know, Giannis take these matchups personal. Downhill, little quick Euro. Showing his court vision, making guys around him better. The passion, the passion, the passion.
Three times.
Well, and then a turnover there by James Harden. And Jrue Holiday could have gone all the way with this, but no. He chose to give it to the showman, Giannis Antetokounmpo, for the slam on that one. And then Giannis going to work once again, dishing it out. What a find to Brooke Lopez. Even Brooke can't help but smile on that one a little bit. The 76ers, they trailed essentially all game long. But that didn't mean that Joel Embiid didn't have his moments.
I mean, look, this is a team that was trying to close the gap and get up into that two seed or that one seed, and to come out like this in this game, fall behind by 20 points, work your way all the way back, and then fall behind by 20 points again, inexcusable for a team that is trying to break through this year.
Not an ideal foul there, just as the Sixers are closing it down to double digits. And then the final seconds of the third quarter here, Giannis says, hold my beer, here's an exclamation point.
I mean, that's not fair. That's what I do to Kingston in the driveway.
That's what Richard did to Forrest on the show last week. And then Giannis once again going to work. Bucks win. Let's take a listen to Mike Budenholzer on the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly feel like Giannis is, you know, the MVP. You know, I think what our team has been able to do, and we still got some more work, you know, to have the best record in the league, but best player, best record. What he does in, you know, both ends of the court, you know, the rebounding, the block shots, the defense, the guarding on the perimeter. He does everything.
It's a great compliment. You know, I was happy when I won my first two. Great compliment to be the most valuable player in the league. I'm happy that the last 5 years I'm able to be in the conversation. I'm happy that I'm able to be consistent. I'm happy that I'm able to help my team be great. But that's the goal. That's the only goal. Try to keep putting myself in a position to help my team be great.
Well, and Giannis did just that, because the Bucks, they lost against Boston on Thursday, and we know they don't lose two in a row very often. Milwaukee is 17-5 this season following a loss. That is the best mark in the NBA. So, Ms. Shanae Agumake, please tell us a little bit more about how they continue over and over again to get this done.
You know what I have to do. Talk nerdy to me, baby. Thanks, Malika. The Bucks, they have the best record in the entire league with only 4 games remaining in the season. And that's in large part due to Giannis having, what, another MVP caliber season. But check out these numbers. Okay, the bad news, we're still trying to figure out who the MVP is. But the good news, it's going to be a big man again. I mean, the dark horse candidate is somehow Giannis. He has 24 games with 30 and 10 on 50% shooting from the field in the NBA this season, the most in the league. Now, as you can see here, the second most goes to Joel Embiid with 20. And by the way, I know a lot of people still have Jokic as a favorite. He's not too far behind with 18 of such games. And it's the evolution for Giannis of his game that has really impressed me the most. So roll me my tape, producer Jaren, baby. Here we go. Okay, so in this situation, he's in the post. So many guys are keyed in on him, but he's one-on-one. What does he do? Oh, mid-range. He's so good at getting the paint. He said that God, you know, didn't really gift him the three-point shot. You remember that sound? But he's getting to the mid-range and evolving. Again, this is another situation. Now, James Harden is in this defensive point of view. All right, what did he do before? He hit the mid-range. So what does James Harden do? He overreacts to the mid-range, comes up high, and then Giannis makes a spin move. As pros, you have go-to moves, but as superstars, you have counter moves. The mid-range is going to be his bread and butter to differentiate his game. I was going to say buckets as well, Malika, because it's all of the above.
I think it can be bread and bucket butter.
Bread and bucket butter.
Say that 10 times fast.
How about just buckets and buckets?
I mean, yeah.
Buckets or for you, but you like the butter. All right, let's keep it pushing. Giannis and the Bucks, they made a statement last night, Perk, and I heard you on First Take this morning. Your MVP vote has been swayed. What happened in that game that did that for you?
Oh, it's penciled in. It's not what happened in that particular game last night. It's what's been happening over the last 2 weeks. And when I look at it, I'm looking at Joel not playing in Denver against Jokic, not giving him his lick back. And I don't know if, you know, how serious the calf strain or injury is with Jokic, but he hasn't been playing. But I know one person who's been available and who's been playing, Giannis. And he's playing with a purpose. He's playing like a guy that has something to prove, that haven't accomplished anything. And when I see him come out night in and night out, averaging a career-high 31 points, fifth in the league in scoring in 32 minutes, third in rebounding. Like, I can't do nothing but praise him for this. And on top of that, his team has the best record in the league.
Mm-hmm. It's given big don't call me the MVP again until I'm a champion energy from a couple of years ago, and he leveled up his game and did just that. 33 points, 13 of 17 shooting, 14 rebounds, 6 assists for Giannis over the Philadelphia 76ers.
And you know what else? Listening to his interview after the game, he actually cares. Like, I want somebody that care about wanting to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. I don't want people who go downplay the award and say, oh, it don't matter. We don't really care. No, he actually cares, and he should.
I think it's fair to say Joel Embiid also cares.
I think he cares, too, but he's also been burned by caring the last 2 years, going second to Jokic.
Right, and right now, the 76ers, they've dropped 5 of their last 8, so they only have 4 games left to play here. What does that mean? How do we put that into context?
I mean, if you look at they were trying to get up into that second seed or the first seed because of that's home court advantage, and you know what happens. They already have a history with Boston. They have a tough matchup there. They're pretty much locked into the third seed now, and James Harden has been injured. Joel Embiid has been injured. That calf injury is not a joke. He has really been managing that. And you would think with 4 games left and they're pretty much locked into the 4 seed, into the 3 seed, this would be the time to rest a little bit, to get your stars healthy. But when I spoke to Joel last night, I said, nope, I need to keep my rhythm. I'm going to keep playing because, first of all, they play Boston tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's their last time to play them. It's still going to be hard for them to catch them for that second seed. But they want to keep their rhythm. And look, they have the toughest remaining schedule of anyone else here. These 4 games are tough games coming up, but Joel Embiid wants to keep playing. James Harden may rest a little bit with that Achilles.
Well, they're 3 games back of the Celtics for that 2 seed in the East, but we know something about the 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics. All of them are hoping that they're the last man standing, that they are the champions this year. But let's talk about who's the champions right now, because Angel Reese.
Hey.
Angel Reese and LSU, let's show you what happened in that championship title game against Iowa and the Hawkeyes here. It was the battle of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And this was just incredible from the opening tip. It was so electric, you could barely hear Ryan Rucco and the Hall of Famer Rebecca Lobo on the broadcast.
This was the move for me. Off the dribble, embracing the contact. So I was like, she has arrived to the natty.
And it didn't stop there. But then we had Jasmine Carson off the glass at the buzzer.
Oh my goodness. I feel like that LeBron James moment when he walked in with the suit saying the record is going on tonight. That's what Tim Mulkey did too. And then like, we're winning this tonight.
4 minutes left here. Iowa down. Caitlin Clark doing what she's done all season long, getting space and hitting the three.
What a tremendous season for Caitlin Clark. Most points in an NCAA tournament. But watch here with the left, the scoop, the follow. This was all LSU because at this point in the tournament, depth will win you games. Stars have really put out, you know, a lot of effort and energy, but I think the depth really helped LSU certify this.
15 points, 10 rebounds for Reese, her 34th double-double this season, the most in Division I history. LSU would go on to win 102-85, 102 points in a title game.
Record
just wild. So take a listen to Reese after the game.
The narrative, I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood, I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's gonna speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you. And that's what I did it for tonight. This was for the more than, it was just bigger than me tonight.
Yes, it was. And Angel Reese, we see you. We appreciate you. Say it louder, girl. She had a historic run this season. 34 double-doubles, as I mentioned, in 36 games played. That sets a new Division I record. That means that only twice all year long, she did not record double-digit rebounds.
Working.
And she is joining us live on this show very shortly because we're not done here on NBA Today. We're not talking about Angel. We're not done talking about Angel. We're not done talking about the LSU Tigers just yet. I cannot wait for that interview when she joins us. Plus, we got a whole lot more NBA to talk about as
big weekend.
Well, it's a huge weekend across the league. What in the world, my friends, is going on in Dallas? We're going to discuss that as well. You can see Angel Reese putting in work right there. I mentioned the Mavericks.
Are they finished?
It's a brutal two-loss weekend for them, Perk.
If they won yesterday, I'd say there's still a chance, but...
We're going to get into that a little bit more. Plus, one team has secured their play-in spot, and that would be the Toronto Raptors. We have a very special guest who is joining us on this show.
Hi, it's Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors, and you're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
Do you feel like you've done your part to convince voters that you should be on all NBA?
Siakam delivering with the left. Oh, he's on fire.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
More than a game, don't play with my name. I'm bringing my game. Running that talking just sound like a show. I'm just letting you know that I'm not entertained.
Siakam with a bucket. He's playing great.
I think that, you know, we're going to be dangerous if we get in there in the playoffs. Yeah, we can be a nightmare for sure.
We are now joined by the man himself, Pascal Siakam, fresh off his 36-point performance. Pascal, happy belated birthday. Thank you for joining us here on NBA Today.
Thanks for having me, as always. I appreciate you guys.
What did you do? Anything fun for your birthday?
Not much. Just hanging out. Go to a nice dinner. You know, obviously it was fun having my teammates sing happy birthday to me yesterday. It was cool. Just chilling.
Who's the best singer on the team? I feel like it's Fred.
Best singer? It might be me, but I don't know. I don't know if I have to pick somebody else. I don't know who it would be.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to see that later. Note to self. Let's talk about your win on Sunday. Secured a spot in the play-in tournament. Now, though, how are you guys all talking about the importance of locking up a 7 or 8 seed in this one?
Yeah, no, that's super important because obviously, you know, like you get an opportunity to win one game, you know, and I think that that's kind of like what we want to be able to do. Obviously, up and down season, but we always feel like, you know, the team that we have and our personnel, like in a playoff setting, like we will be dangerous. And so I think the closer we can get to just being up there and having an opportunity to be in the playoffs and obviously, you know, seven or eight, you get to win one game and you win there. So that's kind of like our goal.
You mentioned how it was a little bit of an up and down season early. We saw a lot of injuries coming out of Toronto, and this was a team that around the trade deadline, the questions are you guys going to be sellers? Is this team going to focus on rebuilding through the draft? Is this team going to be together in the future? Take us inside the mindset. What yielded this result where now you've secured a spot in the play-in tournament?
I think, again, just for me, personally, just being used to, like, you know, there's a lot of talk in the NBA, and then once you have a little bit of years and you understand that it's going to be a lot of, you know, talks. But I think we just try to focus for us, like, as a team, obviously adding Jakob to the mix and you know, having that rim protection that we've always wanted. And you know, we've just been trying to figure out our rhythm and continue to fight. And now that we're in a position where, you know, we can get in there, that's just our goal, get in the playoffs. And again, I always say that, you know, once you get in the playoff, like, we can kind of make some noise. And I don't think it would be fun for a lot of teams to play us. So, yeah.
Once you're in the postseason, anything can happen, right? I said you had 36 points on Sunday, as I mentioned. That definitely bolsters your case for all NBA here. What's the one part of your game that you want voters to take a little bit of a closer look at that maybe is underrated and hasn't been appreciated enough?
No, I think for me, like, just my playmaking ability, like, I obviously, like, being having a lot of eyes on you and you know, just me trying to make sure that I make the right plays every single time down the floor. I think, you know, my defense and just being out there every single night, like, just the longevity and you know, every night, no matter, you know, play 40 minutes or not, you know, I'm in there every single day. And I just want to go out there, hoop, play basketball, have my team win. And yeah, I think, like, you know, playmaking and just being that person every single night.
We know all NBA has major implications across the board, including financially. And in the new collective bargaining agreement, all NBA teams, they're going to be positionless. It's no longer, okay, you have to get in at this position or that, and votes are going to be split. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have any thoughts. I think it's great. Obviously, like, it's just picking, you know, the best players in the NBA, no matter the position. And I feel like, yeah, like, that would be good. It would be fun, something different. And yeah, I'm excited for that.
All right. Well, your nickname is Spicy P, so I want a spicy answer to this one. Make your case. Why should you be part of the All-NBA team?
I think that, again, all season long, I've been able to just do what, you know, good players do consistently. You know, like, the numbers speak for themselves. But I just think that in and out every single day, you know, obviously leading the league in minutes and you know, I pride myself in just coming every single day, doing my job and working hard. And I think that matters. And you know, obviously, like, doing everything I can to help my teammates win and be in a position to be successful. So, yeah, I think that's why.
I think that what you mentioned about minutes, especially as we continue to talk about load management and players that are available or not, that absolutely is something that should be taken into consideration. I don't know if that was spicy, but I like it. Let's talk a little bit about...
I don't know how to get, you know.
You don't like spicy food. I'm still on a mission to get you to try some of that.
I was waiting for that.
Every time you come on the show, Pascal, you know how this works. Let's talk about Nick Nurse before you go. He said that he was going to take a few weeks after the season, see where he's at, see what the future holds for him as a coach of this group. I know you were focused on the now. I know you were focused on this postseason. But what do you hope happens in terms of coaching for the future and for next season specifically?
I think for me, that's a question above my pay grade. And I don't, I, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen. And like you said, we focus on the season, wanting to finish strong and give ourselves the best, you know, opportunity to be in the playoffs and also, have, you know, maybe win some series in the playoffs. So I think that's kind of like our focus and the whole coaching and everything, you know, that would be a Masai and Bobby question.
Well, as you said, you were going to make it uncomfortable for some teams in this postseason, and we look forward to watching you. Pascal Siakam, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today.
Appreciate it. Thank you always, Malika. Appreciate you.
We're going to get some of those bars? What's the note?
I don't know.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. That was good.
There we go. Pascal, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, man, that was fun. Still to come on NBA Today, the very real dilemma in Dallas. After dropping both of their games this weekend, we're going to show you how grim it's looking for their postseason chances and what they could do to rectify that. Plus, the Warriors, they are about to get a huge boost. Our Woj is reporting on Andrew Wiggins' return to action. All the details on this Warriors development, that is just minutes away. And, of course, Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers, they are the national champs, so she joins us live in a matter of minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started on NBA Today.
Dynamic folks flying high.
What just happened? My goodness.
Roddy offensive rebound.
Has another 40-point game. Cross to Durant, loads up for three. Hold the pose, KD.
Back out to Thompson. It's blocked by Murray, and the game is over. The Nuggets win it.
Man, what a weekend it was across the associations. Let's go coast to coast because a whole lot happened over the next last couple of days. Anthony Davis and the Lakers. AD averaging nearly 39 points through the first three games of this road trip. The Lakers are 3-0 on it. Ramona, how impressive have they been since the trade deadline?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dennis Schroeder told me that they had a goal with 30 games left in the season. If we can win 20 of these games, we can get up to the 16. Guess what they are? 16-10 with 4 left to go. They can get there.
The wild, wild west. Well, then we have the Timberwolves. They entered the weekend 7th ahead of the Lakers, and then they lost them on Friday, and then they lost to the Trailblazers as 19.5-point favorites. It was the largest spread upset in 30 years. How worried should we be here, Perk?
Not too worried. Look, at the end of the day, they're still in the play-in tournament and only a half game from being at the 8th spot in the play-in tournament. They'll figure it out. They've been playing some good basketball. Anthony Edwards, he's been playing well. They're going to figure things out. They'll be in the play-in tournament still.
Okay, and then we have the Warriors. They lost by 2 against the Nuggets. That's without Nikola Jokic, despite leading by 15 at one point. So Golden State has now 30 losses on the road this season. That's the most ever by a defending champion. So here's where they stand right now if you take a look. The Clippers and the Warriors, they are tied for 5th. But the Clippers, they own the tiebreaker here. So both teams are just a half game ahead of the Lakers and the Pelicans. And all four of those teams have the same number of losses, which is why we say the West is absolutely insane. But one of those teams, they may have a little bit of help on the way. So joining us now is our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, what's the latest that you can tell us on Andrew Wiggins, who's missed the last 22 games here?
Yeah, Malika, it is significant news for this Golden State organization, their playoff aspirations. Andrew Wiggins is returning to the Warriors this week. He's expected to be back in the Bay Area as soon as today. The Warriors play Oklahoma City tomorrow. Unlikely he's going to play that quickly, but he'll be back with the team, and he'll be back with enough time now to get ramped up to play for Golden State in the playoffs. He's been away since mid-February attending to an ill family member and he's continued to work out and try to stay in shape. Certainly, it's not the same as walking back into playoff caliber basketball, but you know, Andrew Wiggins, who was an all-star last season, a huge part of Golden State's championship run. It was hard to imagine a scenario where they could make a deep run in the playoffs without Wiggins back. There's certainly a lot of ground for this team to make up. They're trying to stay out of the play-in tournament, stay in the postseason. And now with three games left in their regular season, Andrew Wiggins' return to Golden State is imminent.
This is huge news, Woj. Just they're getting back just over 17 points per game. And like you said, it really was hard to see them making any noise without Andrew Wiggins. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. Ramona, yeah. I'm curious. I mentioned just over 17 points for Andrew Wiggins. How big of a deal is this? What could we see with them getting him back?
I don't even care about scoring. It's the perimeter defense.
Yes.
I mean, what do we talk about all the time with the Warriors? Why are they losing all these games on the road? See what Jamal Murray did last night? That perimeter defense is what Andrew Wiggins gives them that elevates him. They've just gotten Gary Payton Jr. back, okay? Gary Payton the second back. And now they get Andrew Wiggins back, who's their best perimeter defender. If he can get his rhythm back, if he can get back into the flow on the defensive side, it changes everything for the Warriors. Because when the Warriors win championships, when they make a deep playoff run, it's because they're a defensive team. And this year, very average. Mm.
You know, if you're an NBA, you know, team watching this news, you're going, oh snap, because this guy is the reason why the Warriors, really the X factor, won a championship last year. Ramona's completely correct. Their defense has really nosedived this year. We all know this is like, it feels like an aberration, but numbers don't lie. 9-30, like what is going on there?
Yep.
But she's right. It is that perimeter defense, because a big reason was last year, Golden State was trying to reacclimate Klay back. And Klay, you know, the offense comes first before the defense, because those shots go up and they line up. And then the defense takes a little bit longer to get your lateral mobility. As someone, myself, who has dealt with injuries, I know what that's like. Wiggs picked up the slack and then some. The images that I get from last year are just these, or at least the play before. Him going up in that final series, snatching rebound after rebound, pushing it coast to coast, knowing when he should get the offense going and pick and rolls with Steph and Klay, or knowing when to just be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And his aggression literally transformed the defense that we have known as signature Golden State defense, which is very team-oriented, to hold up. I can put clamps, and I can also rebound, because we all know Golden State is undersized at the center position, especially when Kevon Looney is out. So this is huge. The rest of the league is like, oh, snap, we thought these are the Warriors that we could sneak up and get this year. Not so fast.
Because essentially, you got to be top 10 in defense to be able to win a championship, and Andrew Wiggins is such a big part of their identity. And when we were talking about it in the finals last year, it was like we knew that Steph Curry was going to be the finals MVP. But Andrew Wiggins, like, had a little bit of a conversation, at least was worth taking a oh, okay, I see what you're doing over here. We know it's going to Steph, but he was that important to them, Perk.
Why are y'all so optimistic about this right now? It's three games left in the season. Andrew Wiggins has been out an extended period of time. Yep. He's coming back. This is the playoffs already. And we're not, it's not no guarantee that the Golden State Warriors are getting into the postseason. So with him coming back, you have to worry about his load management, far as his workload. You have to worry about, is his win going to be right? We can't expect him to come back on elite status. And I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors right now. And although at times, right, you may see a game, they show you, like, this passion and they fight back and they go and they win the game. And then all of a sudden they have a drop-off like they did last night, pretty much in a must-win situation. The Lakers hold the tiebreaker. So if they win one more game and they end up with the season tied, then they move up to the sixth spot. They're in the play-in tournament. Don't they play the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow? They're in the 10th spot.
Yeah.
That's a playoff game.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, but I'm saying we up here. I'm all over here all about y'all season. I'm like, keep a cool
don't
booty.
Don't you think adding Wiggins to the equation makes Golden State a completely different team? Because before they lived and died by
saying,
the three.
But I'm saying, and you know this, Chanae.
He always goes by his name
when
he's trying to get
ready.
As a hooper, when you miss time.
Yeah, it takes you a second.
They don't have a second.
That is true. Three games is a small sample size, but still him being out there changes things for them.
And the fact that Woj said that he was continuing to try to work out and do things while he was away from the team, I'm going to be with Chinenye Joy over here.
Thank you.
You cannot get in basketball shape unless you're playing basketball.
That's
fair. I don't care how much you work.
But they look a whole lot better today than they did yesterday, knowing that Andrew Wiggins is on the way back. We have a good Wednesday doubleheader for you guys coming up. It starts in Milwaukee. Miles Donovan Grimes with Giannis and the Eastern Conference leading Bucks hosting the Bulls. And then it's another important battle of LA. LeBron, ooh, the Lakers, Kawhi, the Clippers.
This could be everything on Wednesday.
I know. Our crew gets it started with NBA countdown.
Beat the Clippers in a minute.
Take a look at this, guys. This is just moments ago.
Oh, my God.
The national champs. They are back in Baton Rouge. That was gritty adjacent.
Thank you.
Shout out to the whole time, Alexis.
Yes, Texas.
BMT.
The celebration is just getting started. Angel Reese, she will be joining us live very, very shortly. Still to come on NBA Today, though, we do have a very special top of the top.
Oh, my gosh.
Best NCAA title game performances. That is where legends are born, and we are going to show it to you. That's just minutes away.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by American Express.
We're following a developing story. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association, they reached an agreement on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. The deal is expected to be ratified in the coming weeks and will go into effect at the start of the 23-24 season. So here are some of the highlights from the new CBA. There's going to be an in-season tournament. It could arrive as soon as next season. There's also going to be a 65-game minimum for players to qualify for awards like All-NBA or MVP. It also eliminates restrictions that limited teams to two designated supermax contracts. So there's a whole lot of there. So to explain it more, to break it down a little bit more, we're joined by our front office insider, Bobby Marks. You were on the forefront of this reporting with Woj and with Tim Bontemps. So, Bobby, there's a whole lot to unpack. I don't think we could possibly do it in one segment, but we're going to try. Let's start here. The teams that the new CBA are going to benefit the most from in the future are who?
Yeah, the teams that draft, develop, and retain. So I'm looking right at you, Oklahoma City, teams like Orlando that have built their roster through the draft. Malika, there are no penalties for retaining your own players. Sam Presti in Oklahoma City is not going to have to pick between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Lu Dort and Chet Holmgren and Josh Giddey, players like that. There's no hard cap in place here. So teams like Oklahoma City, Orlando, Utah, they can build their roster organically through the draft without a hard cap in place. So those teams are the ones that are going to benefit the most right now.
Okay, so those are the teams that are going to benefit, but who is this going to have a negative impact on?
Yeah, teams that have an unlimited budget right now. So when you're looking at teams like Golden State, the Clippers, certainly Brooklyn in the past, teams like Milwaukee, there is going to be a second apron involved here. Basically, it's $17.5 million above the luxury tax, where you won't have the tax mid-level exception to go out and sign a Dante DiVincenzo or a Joe Ingles. There is not going to, you can't send cash in a trade. You're going to be limited on draft picks. You can't sign a buyout player in March here. You can't take back additional salary in a trade. So that or those are the teams that are going to be impacted. I think it's important to note that this is going to be phased in. It's not like teams all of a sudden this offseason are going to be limited. So this is something that 2 years from now will be impacted. You know, we don't know where Golden State and the Clippers are going to be 2 years from now.
Right.
But in the future, those teams that have unlimited budget will be impacted.
All right. So this is something we're going to continue to unpack over the next several days. Bobby Marks, thank you so much for joining us. Guys, I'm so excited. She's ready. Angel Reese is standing by. The Tigers get the best of the Hawkeyes, and she is joining us live after the break.
care about anybody else and what they have to say about me. That's the difference between me and a lot of people. I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. You got to get it. Depression is a prison. I earn it. That's how I live it. I'm cocky. I admit it. I don't care to be All-American. I don't care to be a defensive player of the year, player of the year. The biggest goal is to be a national champion, and that's what I did. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. And that's what I did it for tonight.
Yes, ma'am. We welcome her in now, the national champion, Angel Reese. Angel, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are so good. We are so happy to have you stopping by. I imagine that it has been an insane last couple of hours for you. Have you slept yet?
No, I haven't slept yet.
Well, then we're very lucky that before you took a nap that you were able to stop by. This is the first ever championship for either the men's or the women's team in LSU history. Has that sunk in yet? Has that hit you?
It hasn't. I don't even know how to feel. I wasn't able to get like a good cry out yet because I'm just so happy right now. Like, to be able to make this history and just being able to see how much that we've accomplished over the years, just it's crazy. It's crazy.
What did you do to celebrate? What's the coolest phone call, text message that you've gotten thus far?
I don't know. Just having my mom and my brother there was just crazy. I mean, my brother, they got knocked out in the tournament, and him being able to come here and just being able to see me was just so much fun. So I'm happy.
Not to mention, I mean, LeBron James tweeting at you. We have former President Barack Obama tweeting at you. What was your reaction when you see all of these people having your back and celebrating your game?
No, it's crazy. Like, just over the past like 3 months, like so many celebrities and so many people have reached out to me. It's crazy. So I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. I'm sure it's still a lot that is sinking in, and I want to dive into your play in this game with Chiney and with Perk in just a little bit. But since the final buzzer, Angel, there's been a lot that's been made, frankly, of your gestures on the court, and I think it was ugly, and I think it was unfair. So I just wanted to check in with you. How are you doing? How are you dealing with all of that today?
I've been dealing with this since high school, so it's honestly not new for me. It's just what it is, and I accept it, and I want to take on that role of being the Black woman that's going to stand up for the girls that may not have a voice. So I'm happy I can be the role model and the person that everyone looks up to, and even just the one that can say those things that other people may not want to say. So I'm just happy right now.
What you said over the weekend, what you said on Sunday, being unapologetically you, representing girls who look like you, who don't fit in a box, those were some powerful and important words. And I was curious, today, all of those girls who have witnessed what you have now been through, what do you want them to know?
Just keep being you. Always, never let anybody ever tell you no or tell you that you can't do this, you can't do that. I've always just stood in my skin and just being able to be proud in who I am. I'm very, very confident in who I am. And I think that people that support me, they understand me, who I am, and always comes from a good heart. So I don't care what anybody has to say about me. I love who I am. I'm Angel Reese, and I feel like I've grown to be this person where everybody loves me for who I am. And I think that's because I'm authentically me.
You are authentically you, and we need more of that in the world. I got to tell you, watching you, hearing what you had to say, I was like standing up in my living room saying, you know what? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Right, Chiney?
Yeah, I was saying, preach, sis. Shout out to you, Angel. Congratulations. I am so happy for you and your overall squad. And I'll just say this. I know you already know this, but you make us proud. I mean, you being unapologetically who you are, not only do you talk your talk and walk your walk, but you also back it up. I'm learning from you, sis.
And I know. Me too.
Thank you. And what I also love is that, you know, oftentimes women in sports, particularly Black women in sports, we have to work twice as hard to get half as far.
Yep.
You had 34 double-doubles this year. You set a record. You were putting in work. Now, the narrative is not saying that. The narrative should talk about the work you put in on the court. So tell me, what have you learned from this journey, and also how proud you are of yourself in figuring out how to get to this pinnacle?
Man, just looking back in my life, just seeing a year ago, I was sitting at home watching it. I got knocked out in Sweet 16. So the crazy thing is I took a step in faith and trusted God and going into LSU. I didn't come to LSU. I want to win a championship, of course, but the individual accolades, they just came. I told myself, I told my teammates, and I told my coaches, I don't care about any of the individual accolades. I want to win a national championship, and I want to come here to make a legacy for myself in the program. So I came here and did that, and by doing that, they let me be me. I'd never been with a program where I was able to just be myself and honestly just speak on the things that I know is right. So just coming to LSU has just honestly been life-changing, and I'm just so happy to be here right now.
Yeah, I love that, Angel, because I've been following your Twitter and your Instagram. I know you went live, but you said, I had a plan. I just needed the platform. Mm-hmm. And LSU was that platform, so we're very proud of you. Go ahead, Ramona. I think you have. Yeah, you have to.
Well, you said yesterday, like, this has been happening to you since high school, and you have screenshots of all of the hate you've seen on social media. Where do you keep those? You have a special file?
An album?
No, I had to buy some more storage, actually, because I have so many screenshots. I have, like, 12,000 screenshots on my phone, not just from that, but just everything. I take a picture of everything. So, yeah, I have it all in my phone.
That was me the other day. I had to delete, like, 36,000 emails because it was, like,
your storage is overloaded.
That's a lot.
Your storage is full. I'm just picturing her reading them before every game.
Yeah, getting some of that fuel.
I don't read them before. Yeah, I don't read them before the game, but this last game, this is why I knew I had the platform. I had the chance to actually speak on what I wanted to say all season. Like, I could have said it before, but we had not won anything yet. When we finally got that natty, I was like, oh, yeah, I can speak on what I got to say now.
I love it.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, champ, congratulations, right? And look, live your best life. As a champion, you live every moment of it, right? So I wanted to ask you this. How is your relationship with Alexis Morris? Because, you know, that's hometown, Beaumont's finest, and I'm from Beaumont. I represent the 409. I want to know what our relationship is like on and off the court and what she meant for us, you know, not only the game that she had last night, but to y'all team and the whole run this season.
Man, Alexis means so much to us. She has so much experience. I mean, if you just know her story and the comeback kid, she's never given up. She's been at four schools, come back from Kimoki. She was there at Bailey first her freshman year and then got dismissed, and being able to come back and win a national championship with her. Alexis Morris is a first-round draft pick. I mean, she works hard. She puts in the work. She's an amazing leader. We love her on and off the court. We call her Luther. She has, like, two personalities. So I love Alexis, and I'm going to be sad that she has to go, but I know her next journey is going to be amazing.
Yeah, 34 double-doubles this season. That's more than I didn't have in my 14-year career. So, look, this is what I got to say. Just make sure y'all send me the invite when y'all have that crawfish ball down there, because I know it's going to be a big one.
Amen.
I
have a question, Angel. Who taught Coach Kim how to gritty? Because she came out.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. We saw her coming in hot.
Who taught her?
She thinks she's hip to everything, especially, I guess, this new generation. She kind of got to know what's going on. And our teammate, Flage, is a rapper. So
yeah,
she knows.
Flage.
She tried to say.
Hey.
You talked about Flage, and I think it was so incredible to watch a freshman shine on the brightest stage. But you reminded everybody on Twitter, you're not a senior. You're just a sophomore here. Can we look into the future? What's coming up next? What are you challenging yourself with moving forward?
I just want to get better. I mean, I feel like I've grown so much, especially from freshman year. And I played 2 years at Maryland, but I also had my COVID year, so that's why I'm technically a freshman. I'm a sophomore right now. But, I mean, I just want to keep growing and being better. I mean, my leadership role, I had to grow up this year quickly because I've never been in a leadership role. So just being able to be better on the court, I think I have a lot of things I want to get better within my game, of course. And I don't think that there's ever time to just sit and be happy about how you were last year. So I have to get better for sure this summer. So I'm excited for that work.
But you got to take a little bit of time to celebrate. Do you get a personalized, do we get a new crown that says national champion on it?
I hope I want to get a crown. I want to get a Barbie doll that's made too. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. I love
get
that.
Get your money, too.
Yes, ma'am. Angel Reese, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. Yesterday's price is not today's price. We are so proud of you, the most outstanding player in the women's tournament, in the women's game, national champion, Angel Reese. NBA Today will be back in 60 seconds.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
All right, it is time for a very special Top of the Top. I'm still hyped from that Reese interview. We're going to do Top of the Top presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. And with the men's championship tonight, these are some of the best moments. If you can squint and see Bill Russell.
Oh, my God.
Off the glass.
Oh, I need to get a
56. Get your glasses, Janae.
I need my contacts back.
Well, here, he had 26 points. He had 27 rebounds. He had 20 assists.
Ooh, iconic.
20 assists. Like, what is that stat line? And, you know, University of San Francisco, what's up? Gets a win over.
There she goes with the Bay Area again.
And then we have Lou Alcindor here.
I like him too, though.
Yeah, see? This is 2 years before he changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Still putting up buckets at this point. UCLA's third straight title here. He had 37 points in this one.
Oh. He doesn't dunk any of those, even though he could. They weren't supposed to do that.
Business decisions.
Light work. And then we have our friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Bill Walton.
1973 Bill Walton. 44 points, 21 of 22 shooting. Kirk, have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
In high school?
I mean, you know, I
haven't. AAU?
I mean, you know.
In the driveway?
Yeah, in high school. But it's not about me. It's about Bill right now.
And what was certainly about that cover that we just saw for him. And then we have Magic versus Bird.
Oh, iconic. 1971.
This is kind of what
changed the game.
Yeah, there you go. We
saved the game.
That's a good point.
Saved the game of basketball.
Well, and folks were likening the women's title game that we saw this weekend sort of to this moment, a similar moment for Magic and Larry Bird here. And then, do you remember, you guys know this guy, 1992?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Little Michael Jordan.
I got him on my feet.
Wait, actually, I'm a three-stripe girl, so let me calm down. Let me calm down.
Well, and this is a game winner from the freshman here.
Oh.
You know.
For Georgetown.
I know. Georgetown's been.
And it carried on right into the league.
Been a little bit of a struggle.
Young Dean Smith.
And then.
Oh.
I know this one.
Young Mello.
2003.
Young Mello.
Go Cuse.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where?
Go Orange. Come on.
You?
Oh, no. I'm a University of Portland, but we got family roots at Cuse.
That is
so.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. There's something to
we
it.
We got family ties. I'll get the Zags video in here eventually on Kendra's behalf. And then do we have something coming up next? Maybe, potentially. Oh, here we go. Hasn't played at a tournament, but Victor Wembanyama, he misses the three and then gets his own putback.
Look how small the ball looks in his hand.
First of all, the move to get to the three.
Well, I mean, that's how it is when I'm chasing down the donut.
you remember?
Straight up, when I'm chasing down that donut.
Is that what you look like?
Yeah.
All right,
Kirk,
take a look. Perk could say it about himself. The Rockets have a chance tied with the Pistons and the Spurs here, the best chance right now of getting
Victor.
Yeah,
we need to change this graphic. It should be best record to get Wemby instead of worst record this season. It's all about framing.
Look how good the Trailblazers are doing moving up there.
Yeah.
L Club for B-Dub. Brick for Vic.
L Club for B-Dub. What do you like better, L Club for B-Dub or
Brick
for Vic?
I don't even.
Karma favors the Hornets. I'm telling you, karma favors the Hornets. They've been having some good
fans
lately.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I love what this Hornet squad is starting to look like here. And the Pistons, I really think the Pistons, though, that would be so much fun to see.
He would be better with the Rockets.
Exactly.
Yeah, like.
But could he be headed to Dallas? We're going to discuss the Mavericks on the show. We're going to discuss the Mavericks on the show tomorrow. NFL Live is coming up next. We're going to get Perk a Donut.
Yay!